The following pendant production contains mature subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Dr. Maddox, it is good to see you again.
Is it?
Hello, K-Lock, Major. How are my favorite mystery patients today?
I am as well as can be expected when my dearest love is still encased inside my protoplasm. I think.
You know what I really love hearing? That we're mysteries. Whatever. Your bedside manner is for shit. Nicer than the bookies I collect from.
I know it's frustrating, but we are doing our best. Your two species have never interacted in this way before. We're all learning as we go.
Oh. Yeah. Very comforting.
Karen, please. The doctors are doing all they can.
You know, maybe. That just ain't good enough, you know?
There is little we can do about it.
I do not like being helpless.
Nor I. Doctor?
Right. So, I've been going over the test results.
Oh, the poking and prodding, right? Yeah? You mean that stuff? Yeah. You know, you can make a lot of money at shenanigans doing that shit.
And while the alarmingly high hormone levels remain a concern, it does appear that you will be able to separate.
That is good news.
Eventually.
What the fuck do you mean?
We don't know how to separate you yet. That's going to take more time. But Major's organs are healing, and I believe the symbiosis may disengage on its own.
And you do not know when that might happen?
I'm not sure. Could be months.
Months? Months. No. You know what? You are so fucking lucky. I'm stuck in this goo. Large ring your neck!
This goo is your husband, Karen. I'd thank you to settle back down before my heartburn gets worse.
It could also only be weeks. We'll have to keep monitoring.
Only. Yeah, only weeks. All right. You believe this luck?
I need to finish my rounds. I'll check back in a bit.
We understand. Thank you, Doctor.
This is some fucking bullshit.
Yes, well, it saved your life. And there is none other I would more like to experience this fucking bullshit with.
Why you gotta be all sweet like that?
You are my wife. Why? Should I be meaner?
I'd kiss you if I could. But my mouth has been full of you the entire time I've been in here, so honestly, that's enough. Hey, stop! You're getting more of you in my eyes! God damn it. Hey, can you call Zeph for me?
Do you wish me to relay a message?
Nah, just put the phone on the side next to me.
Very well.
Hey, Locke. Feels like it's been forever. How are you holding up?
It's me, Zephy.
Paige! You two okay?
Still undetermined. Look, I need a favor, and it's a biggie.
Name it.
Wait, it seems like I'm gonna be playing this way too much fucking go inside of me for a while longer. And in the meanwhile, there's nobody protecting the boss. So I need you to look after her.
Fuck, I can't. I've got responsibilities with the Marines.
You're gonna leave the boss exposed like that.
You know I love Allison, but I can't just abandon my post.
Fine. Look it, just put someone in charge of looking after her, okay? Can you, like, you know, order him to or whatever?
Technically, yes. Should I? Allison's not part of my military jurisdiction as dictated by Commandant Browning. We're not a private protection detail.
Zephram Kalia.
Okay! Fuck! Yelling at me like my mom's at a low blow.
Yeah. Desperate times. Whatever. You promised me. The boss will be protected.
Yeah, I promise.
Thank you.
Hope you get unghoulified soon.
Your lips to go like 7 ears. Alright, bye.
Can I just Oh, sure.
Too much toothpaste.
I didn't think that was possible.
I squirted too much out of the tube.
What?
What?
I can't understand you.
What?
I know you like it rough, but...
Ha ha. Ew, do you have to gargle?
I like a clean mouth. You should thank me. You know where it's gonna be later.
It's just so... Ugh.
Can I get in the cabinet?
What for?
Mouthwash.
Yeah, let me just... Why the hell did we do this?
It's been one day. You do not...
No. Moving in together is the best. I love it. Just, you know, doing it in the middle of wedding planning wasn't the brightest idea.
Well, after the wedding, I plan to fuck you so much you can't stand up. So when else were we gonna do it?
Promises, promises. The only thing I regret is getting only one sink in this fucking bathroom. The hell were we thinking? Not again. Ugh.
I'm supposed to keep mouthwash in there forever?
The gargling. It's just...
Kiss me.
When you've got minty mouth?
It's all pristine in there. My tongue's so clean you could eat off it.
Tongues and eating? You know, maybe I'm coming around.
You'll be coming around my... So, should we do that now, or...
I'm sorry. I'm just not used to having less privacy. Not that there's anything I want to keep hidden from you. It's just an adjustment.
I totally get it. You know what else needs adjustment?
Probably the bed. By the time I'm done with you. I love you, Madeline Gray.
And I you, Allison Arkell.
But also, I lust you. So...
Lust is highly underrated.
Actually, I'm not sure it is.
So,
now?
He told us to wait.
We've been waiting.
I think the waiting will continue until morale improves.
That's the entire reason we're here, though. Perks, come on already.
I'm sorry. There's so much work. We talked about this.
But you can't just work all the time. That's no way to live.
It's how I've lived for the past decade and a half, so that seems factually incorrect.
What is that?
Yeah. Come on, Ux. All work and no play makes for a miserable Jason Curry.
Way to make it all about us, Corey.
At least I'm trying, Jace.
You're both sweet to help, but I have too much to do. I don't know who I am without the work.
That's maybe part of the problem, boss man.
Fascinating. What? Who? Jace? Corey? You see this, right? Tell me you're seeing this?
If I may interject.
When don't you?
If you're seeing things, it's definitely time to get the hell out of this office.
Oh, look. Theoretically, I know that rest is important. That if we don't rest our bodies and our brains, that the work suffers. That...
We suffer!
We all have to take care of ourselves, yes, but...
Yeah, but we're suffering. Corey and me. All because you don't know how to take a fucking break.
Oh, I didn't...
Smooth, Jace. Real smooth.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was affecting you both so much. You can take the rest of the day off. I'll just...
You just need to join us.
I can't.
Wrong.
I don't know.
Only one way to find out.
No, I mean I don't know how to take time off.
The working stiff's eternal dilemma.
Look, I was Debbie's partner, but then, well, now I'm not. I was kinda almost a dad, and I haven't really connected with Tithia in ages. It's nobody's fault, but it feels like we've grown apart, and I hate it. Not just because she's my only link to Debbie, but I care about her a lot. And I know how I've reacted in the past when the stress has been too much and it's bad, but...
Sure seems like you're just making excuses, boss.
Like maybe you don't want to learn how to enjoy yourself?
Like maybe you don't feel you deserve to.
This is way more psychoanalyzing than I hired you for, which was zero.
Yeah. Well, if we don't, who will?
Nobody.
I think that was his point, you dingus.
Oh.
Come on, give it a try. You trust us, don't you?
Yes. Sometimes against my better judgment, but yes.
Hot damn. Let's go. You're gonna love it.
Where are we going?
Dunno. Sky's the limit.
Is that your way of saying the spaceport? Because if so, you should know I think I'm developing a fear of flying, but also a fear of being on the ground, and water's not great either.
Asa!
I swear to you!
If you're lying to me, old man...
No! No, I wouldn't do you like that, Aaron. I've been off the sauce since yesterday. And one day ain't a lot, but it's one more than before, and I gotta start somewheres. You don't believe me?
Can you blame me?
Well, no.
Icebox is clean.
Sure, it's fine. Go through my stuffs. What do I care?
You asked me to help you. I can't help you if you're not willing to help yourself.
But I am now. I think.
Well, that's why I have to check. Because if there are hidden booze stashes, we're not going to get anywhere, are we?
You could at least close all the shit you opened.
Sir? Me, but... I understand. I was just in the middle of something important. No, sir. It's not more important than the orders of my commanding officer. Sir. Sir. Yes, sir. Isa, I'm sorry. I have to go.
Yeah. Marines get orders. I get you.
I care about you. If you feel like you're slipping, like you need a shoulder or an ear or a slap across the face,
hey!
Just call me and I'll be over as soon as I can, okay?
Yeah, yeah. Go be a big hero. You're a good hugger, lady.
Damn right I am.
Yeah, let me walk you out. You know, actually, I'm gonna walk a bit. Clear my head some.
You stay away from the bars.
I will. And thanks, Aaron. For Karen.
You do the same for everyone else. Least I can do is give you as good as we get.
Man, the hell are you doing, Asa? Taking your life from mess to mess, not fucking learning the lesson life gives to you. I'm too damn old to still be making the same damn mistakes, tell you what. Keep on losing the ones you love. Fella gets to feeling like maybe he ain't too bright. But Aaron had told me to be kind to myself, so...
Capacitor's connected to the resistor. The resistor's connected to the intermixer. The intermixer's connected to that flat thing. The flat thing's connected to that screwy thing. The screwy thing's connected to...
Bernice?
Never sneak up on a scientist, Asa, especially one that's at least 5/8 mad. Although it resulted in the delicious electrification of my digits, so on second thought, do.
Sorry, or you're welcome, whichever applies. What you working on?
Tithia was trying to get Hebe back to his old self after that EMP wiped his memory, but the results were less than optimal. I had an idea that might help, but she wasn't into brain swapping.
No, I don't suppose she would be.
But then I had another idea, and this one involves much less brains.
Well, that's good. So, what is it?
This is a personal chronoperception interlocutor.
Of course it is. What's it, interlocute?
Time. Time, my dear Asa. The personal chronoperception interlocutor is a time travel device that operates on the principle that time is non-linear. We humanoids just perceive it in linear fashion so we don't go mad, though some of us made that trip anyway because we'd already paid for the ticket and we like the view.
And that means what?
Everything that's going to happen in your life already has, regardless of if it's in the past, present, or future. We're just experiencing it one nanosecond at a time because that's all our brains can process. So essentially, this lets you travel to any moment within your lifetime because you have technically experienced it already, regardless of when it is.
What the eucalyptus hardwood didgeridoo? Does it work?
To be determined.
Well, actually, if you need any assistance, I'd be willing to help.
Me? You want to help me?
Yeah. And maybe myself. And everyone else, too. We should talk.
The Kingery, Season 13, Episode 7. What the didgeridoo? Featuring the voice talents of Jack Kolk as Kalok, M. Ciro Garcia as Major, Ashley Kraft as Dr. Maddox, Russell Gold as Zeph, Melissa Autumn Hearn as Allison, Alicia Lane Pickens as Madeline Gray, Kirsty Wolven as Corey, Brady Hendricks as Jace, Harry Whittle as Hooks, Rachel Crosby as ESI Squid, Christine Chester as Aaron, Edward Herman as Asa, and TJ Briggs as Bernice. Sensitivity reader Christine Chester. Written by Tilly Bridges. Story by Tilly Bridges with Susan Bridges, Caitlin Kleiman, Pete Mylan, and Catherine Pride. Kingery theme by Tom Stitzer. All other music by Josh Molden at thetunepeddler.com. directed by Jillian Morgan, assistant director Caitlin Kleiman, produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2025, Pendant Productions. The Kingery, created by Susan Bridges, Tilly Bridges, McCall Eaton, John Harden, and Teresa J. McGarry. Copyright 2025, Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.